Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
I'm Betty Crocker, and I promise you a perfect cake every time you bake.
It would be hard not to trust Betty Crocker. She's pretty, she's wholesome, she even has 9,000 followers on Twitter. Too bad she's not an actual person. Author Ann Burkhart worked in General Mills' Betty Crocker Test Kitchens in Golden Valley in the 1950s.
They had done an ad where they had said, if you want help, contact us. And they got this flood of letters, and they didn't want to sign the letters Sam Gale, who was the head of advertising at that time. They wanted it to be signed by a woman, and a man named Crocker had just retired. They wanted to honor him, and they chose Betty just because it was a popular name, a nice, warm, friendly woman's name.
Burkhart was primarily a cookbook editor, but she also had to pitch in on another writing task.
They got loads and loads of letters. Most of them were about food, but some of them were, you know, like an Ann Landers type of letter. And they answered those too.
One letter in particular stands out in Ann Burkhart's memory.
She had read on the box that they had high altitude directions. And she says, do you think I should follow the high altitude directions? I live on the fifth floor of my apartment building. Isn't that glorious?
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.